opponent feels like she does not have to be here, which is deeply disrespectful to the event and, in particular, to our great Catholic community. Very disrespectful. The last Democrat not to attend this important event was Walter Mondale, and it did not go very well for him. He lost 49 states, and he won one, Minnesota. So I said, there's no way I'm missing it. Actually, it was not easy for me to get here tonight. Cardinal, I wasn't going to miss this thing. You know, matter, I didn't care. I wasn't going to miss it. But that's true. Walter Mondale, 49-1. He was expected to do well, and it didn't work out. It shows you there is a God. I mean, for those people that are questioning it. I understand the real reason that she's not here is she's hunting with her running mate, spending a lot of time hunting.
That's the one and only President Trump, absolutely killing it at the Al Smith dinner in New York City last night to raise funds for Catholic Charities, a traditional event for presidential candidates that, yes, Kamala skipped, the first since Walter Mondale. And we may indeed already be seeing a Mondale-like curse coming upon her. The in-person early voting has begun, and it is an absolute bloodbath for Kamala. We've got the latest numbers coming in. The November election is officially underway. And we're going to see what has the Democrats in an out-and-out panic. Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with GoldCo. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now. In-person early voting is now officially underway in several key swing states. The numbers are coming in. And all you have to do is take a look at this rather panicked headline from Newsweek. Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris among early voters in swing states. Now, I assure you, that is not the headline the editors at Newsweek wanted to write. They were so excited. They were giddy, believing their own absurd polls. They were so giddy to write headlines like, joy, joy, joy. Kamala's sweeping the swing states. Trump is headed for historic defeat. It's 2008 all over again. Joy! Make no mistake. Those were the headlines they had already pre-written and were waiting in the wings. Their Madam President moment, right? Remember, that was Newsweek, right? The Hillary Clinton cover, the November 9th, 2016 cover, Madam President, with a pre-written story on how Trump, that racist, xenophobic Trump, led the Republican Party to an epic defeat. You remember that? Just lying legacy media scumbags. The best they could come up with today was this headline, Donald Trump is leading Kamala in the swing state. I want to correct that headline. I want to correct that headline. Again, coming from one of the most faithful mouthpieces of the Democrat establishment, Newsweek. They never fail to disappoint their Democrat overlords. That headline was clearly written under duress. That headline was written with clenched teeth and fists at the keyboard. Let me fix that headline for you. Here's how it should read. And I've got the data to show you. It's a bloodbath. How's that? Three words. It's a bloodbath. The in-person voting is a Democrat debacle. They don't want to admit it. They obviously don't want to admit it. They want the joy to remain down in their hearts. But alas, as we've seen this week with cringe Kamala, enraged Kamala, right? This is a democracy. This is a democracy, Kamala. The numbers are in, and the joy is officially gone. Let's begin with the great state of North Carolina, shall we? In-person early voting just started yesterday on the 17th. The numbers are coming in, and boy, did this start with a bang. It is hard to exaggerate how brutal these numbers are for Kamala when you compare them with what took place on this exact same time in 2020. Take a look at some of the counties here. Gaston County, Democrats down 10.5% from 2020, Republicans up 7%. Brunswick, Democrats down 10.2, GOP up 9%. New Hanover, Dems down 4.4%, GOP up 3.5%. Wake County, Dems down 11.2%, GOP up 5.3%. Look at this one. Guilford, Dems down 18, nearly 20%, GOP up 10.5%. And even freaking deep blue Durham, Democrats down 7%, GOP up 2.5%. Take a look at Gaston County alone. They were the first ones to report their in-person early voting totals. In 2020, this time 2020, day one, Gaston County had a total of 6,672 votes. 37.2% were Democrat, 39.6% were Republican. Again, 37.2% were Democrat, 39.6% were Republican. The rest were unaffiliated. Take a look at yesterday. Yesterday, October 17th, first day of in-person voting, 7,132 voters showed up. That's 500 more than 2020. 27.4% were Democrats. 46.6% were Republican. That, my friends, is what you call a bloodbath. It's a 17-point swing to Trump since 2020. Now, big picture, in terms of the state as a whole, day one of early voting in North Carolina went from a Democrat plus 28 in 2020 to now a Democrat plus 1.6. I'll say that again. It went from a Democrat plus 28, a near plus 30 in 2020 on their first day of voting statewide, to now a Democrat plus 1.6. And again, you need to keep in mind that North Carolina Democrats inordinately vote Republican. They're old school Southern Democrats who simply never changed their party affiliation. They would self-identify as Republicans, all right? But they're still registered Democrats. Registration is a lagging indicator from political identification. So that's important to keep in mind as well when you see some of these numbers come in. In other words, it's really that bad. It's even worse than the Democrats thought. Remember, Trump won North Carolina, even with that Democrat plus 28 on their first day of in-person early voting. It's now Democrat plus 1.6. Oh, and by the way, day one in North Carolina tends to be the most blue day. Democrats generally are they show up on day one. So it only goes downhill from here. I mean, there's literally no good news if you're, it's a democracy. This is a democracy. Data analyst Seth Keschel is predicting that if current trends continue, weighted according to 2020 turnout, which it will not be, it will be significantly more Trumpy than 2020. But even if you were to weight it at 2020 turnout, if these current trends hold, Trump should win North Carolina by over 6 points. Now, by comparison, Trump won North Carolina by 3 points in 2016, the last time he took the Electoral College victory. First Republican in 30 years to win over 30 electoral votes. He won North Carolina by 3 in 2016, and he won by only 1 in 2020. And with those 2020 figures, with that 2020 electorate, right now with these current trends, he'll win by 6. If it is a far more Trumpy electorate, as it looks like it's going to be, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit in terms of the margin he can rack up in North Carolina. I mean, make no mistake, this is a bona fide bloodbath. There is no good news here if you're a Democrat. None. Again, they'll do everything they can to spin it because they lie. That's all they do. They lie. You have Democrats like Mark Cuban actually thinking that Kamala won voters over to her side with that Brett Baer interview. All they do is lie. I mean, they're psychopaths. Right. We talk about Andrzej Lubaczewski, the Polish psychologist who studied Marxists for 40 years. That was his conclusion. They're psychopaths. They're not just wrong. They're not just ideologically mistaken or morally askew. They're mentally ill. These are psychopaths. Let's go to the key swing state of Arizona, shall we? Now, at this time in 2020, take a look at this. Democrats, and again, keep in mind, this is a time when Joe Biden, quote, won Arizona by 10,000 votes. In 2020, Democrats were up 4 percentage points over Republicans, 41 to 43. This time in their in-person early voting. Democrats were up 41 to 37. As of today, Republicans are trouncing them by double digits. Republicans are up 13, 46 to 33. That's a 17-point swing to the Republicans since 2020. Here's the early voting totals thus far. Republicans account for 78,000 votes. Democrats account for 58,000. Now, I like this tweet by Tyler, I guess it's Boyer or Bauer from Turning Point USA. Forgive me if I mispronounce, but he tweeted out the most unreported story in America. Democrats are getting decimated in early voting in Arizona. Now, again, we saw this coming, and I want to talk about this for a quick sec. We saw this coming in terms of the voter registration blowout among Republicans. God bless Scott Pressler, who's doing something very much the same in Pennsylvania. But what we saw is we saw a Republican advantage in voter registration absolutely explode. I think they 3x'd it from the point of at the same point in 2020. So now it looks like in the end, by the time we get to November 5th, Republicans might have as high as an 8-point registration advantage over Democrats. The reason why that's so important is that when you compare voter registration with actual voting totals in any given election, they are going to be off by a certain margin. They're going to be off either to the left or to the right. And so in a state like Arizona, what you want to make sure you do is you want to make sure that your voter registration is high enough that it can absorb any margin skew to the left. So if Arizona generally votes, say, 3 points to the left of its voter registration and Republicans have a 2-point voter registration advantage, the Democrat wins. But if Republicans have an 8-point voter registration advantage, the Republicans win handily by 5 points, way outside the margin of error, way outside the margin of fraud. So that's why it was so important to get those registration margins up. And by the same token, it's also, again, it's a very accurate election predictor. It's a very accurate election prediction indicator. Because if you just went and registered Republican, how are you going to vote in the election? Right. If you were a Republican, but all of a sudden then you switched your registration Democrat, how are you going to vote in this election? So it's a very good indicator, predictive indicator for how people end up voting. So kudos to the amazing effort like that we saw with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and all of this get out the vote registration efforts that we've been seeing in Arizona. They are paying off in spades. Right now, let's go on over to the great state of Georgia, the Peach State. After 3 days of in-person early voting, we can now compare 2020 totals with 2024 totals. And here we are. In 2020, the black vote, which is overwhelmingly Democrat in Georgia, of course, was 37%. Nearly 40% of the total in-person voting at this time in 2020. Very, very significant. At the same time, the white vote was just around 52%. It was a 15-point differential. Today, in 2024, the black vote has fallen dramatically to 28%, while the white vote, which again is very Republican, is up significantly to 60%. It's a 32-point difference. They doubled the margin. And again, what we're seeing here is a falling average. Day one was 57% white, 30% black, which itself was pretty horrible numbers in comparison to 2020. But day two, whites went up, blacks went down. Whites went up to 60%, blacks went down to 28%. And now day three, again, whites went up 64% to the black, 25%. And to make it even worse, a record number of those black voters, particularly black men under the age of 50, are voting Trump. Some polls show it's as high as 1 in 3. We've never seen that before. Again, even Harry Enten of CNN, who's flipping out over this, is saying Trump is seeing the highest level of black support any Republican candidate has seen in half a century. This is an unmitigated disaster for Kamala. Not only is, and we've been seeing this in North Carolina, not only is the black vote significantly lower than it was in 2020, but it is also significantly redder. It is significantly more Trumpy than it was in 2020. Kamala is way, way, way behind 2020 numbers when Biden barely squeaked by with just 10,000 votes in Georgia. It's no coincidence that the latest Quinnipiac poll, which is notoriously left-wing, Quinnipiac is pathetically left-wing. It's in Connecticut, for heaven's sakes, but that's my old stomping grounds. It's bluest of the blue states. But regardless, it's no coincidence that Quinnipiac is now polling Georgia with a Trump plus 7. Trump plus freaking 7, 52 to 45. I mean, he's running away with it. He's absolutely running away with it in Georgia at this point.